They literally put out $53 million on prepaid credit cards for illegal immigrants to use. Now, now tell me if that makes any sense. So in America, we want to give money to people who are not from here, who came here illegally. When we have homeless people, we have a homelessness crisis in the streets all over the country. So we don't want to feed our people. We want to feed Ukraine. We want to feed people coming from the southern border. We want to feed Israel, Palestine. We want to feed other countries, but we don't want to feed our own people. And that's just very interesting. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be talking about the illegal immigration crisis that's happening in New York City. We're going to talk about it. Enjoy. Look at that.
It's crazy out here.
Wow.
Then you made me scared.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big homeless problem here in America, and not only just in New York, but all over the country. But, you know, what's interesting about New York specifically New York, is they could easily get rid of it. And we're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about, like, specific policies later about how they could get rid of it. But I want to talk about what they're doing instead of what we're going to propose later, which is I don't know if you guys saw, but they put out an article, like, everywhere. It's been all over the news, and even Democrats are coming hard against it. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about Stephen A. Smith in a second, but they literally put out $53 million on prepaid credit cards for illegal immigrants to use. Now, now tell me if that makes any sense. So, in America, we want to give money to people who are not from here, who came here illegally. When we have homeless people, we have a homelessness crisis in the streets all over the country. So we don't want to feed our people. We want to feed Ukraine. We want to feed people coming from the southern border. We want to feed Israel, Palestine. We want to feed other countries, but we don't want to feed our own people. And that's just very interesting. And by the way, I'm going to get into it later. I don't think solving homelessness involves setting aside $53 million and giving them credit cards, because we all know what they're going to spend it on. Okay. Let's just be real. Solving the homelessness issue is not a bunch of welfare. It's not a bunch of money. It's not how you solve homelessness, but we're going to talk about that later. The point is, New York City is just dumb, just stupid, dumb, dumb, dumb. And the fact that it's like this in so many liberal cities, it's just asinine. And it's very telling, by the way, of the awful leadership in these cities, in these states, because that right there should not exist, especially in this country. This country should be the last country with a homeless issue, right? Because homelessness kind of points to how your economy's doing and how the overall culture is in the country, you know? America is the land of prosperity. America is the land of freedom. It is a free market capitalist nation where you can come here. That's why people flood in the country right now. You can come here and begin a new life and have freedom and own a business, you know, partake in free markets and work your way up. Many people do it. Immigrants do it legally, right? And I don't have an issue with that. What I have an issue with is when you come here illegally, you take advantage of the resources, and then you see what's happening to the people that are from here, all right? And that's not completely illegal immigrants' fault, like as far as the homelessness goes. Again, we know that people have, we talk about it all the time on the show, fiscal responsibility, personal choices. That's what defines you. Not where you come from, not your social economic status, not your race, not your gender, not your color, not your sex. None of that defines you. What defines you is the choices you make. Okay, and ultimately these people made a choice to either hop on some drugs, to go out there fooling around, and they're suffering the consequences for it. Obviously, that's happening. However, that the answer to that is not to fund other things around the world. The answer is to solve the homeless problem here. Solve the border crisis on the southern border. Solve our culture. Okay? We need to make our country prosperous and great again. That's what needs to happen. We need to focus on ourselves before we can even worry about pouring out to other people. I don't mind helping other countries if we ain't got, like, stuff messed up here. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, though, I think it's up to honestly, just obviously there's a lot of homelessness organizations that you know, they house homeless people, they feed them, they give them water, they give them clothes, and all that's great. That's charitable. That is coming from us. What I don't support, though, is the government taking it from us and then the problem not going away. Why is the issue homelessness so bad? Why is it so bad in these cities? Yet all this money that they're supposedly taking from their people through taxes are going to them as well. As a matter of fact, I saw like in California, like a lot of these people can steal up to a certain dollar amount and they won't really get punished. These people can do drugs. As a matter of fact, they're handing out drugs so that they can take it safely. That's not helping, bro. It's not going away. You're just incentivizing homelessness. That's all you're doing, right? If you put a home, and honestly, I'm of the belief, if you put a homeless person in a home, they're going to be homeless a month later. If you give a homeless person $1 million, they're going to be homeless 2 years later, probably, because it takes a little bit more time to spend $1 million on drugs, you know? But so anyway, hot take though. But like, yeah, these people are out there for a reason. Now, Jaden, now you ask, okay, then if we shouldn't just give them stuff, what should we do? Well, first of all, we stop incentivizing homelessness, meaning, and I'm talking about the government, we don't give them a place on the street. There's no such thing as homeless tents under bridges anymore, under my kind of rule, okay? There's no such thing as that. You don't get to just sleep wherever you want. You enforce your laws, first of all. You stop giving them money. You stop giving them, the drugs that keeps them on the street, first of all. Now, as far as, again, organizations go, of course, help them out. As far as a passerby goes, if a homeless person is hungry or thirsty or cold, buy them a coffee, buy them something to eat, and give them a jacket. But by no means give them any money, right? Because you don't know what they're gonna do with that. And that goes for passerbys, but as far as government goes, we cannot incentivize it. Okay, we cannot incentivize homelessness. It's literally just enabling them to be homeless. You need to not incentivize. I don't know how to say it. I'm blanking on my vocabulary. But you know, make it where like homelessness is not easy. Like, right? I don't want to get $1,500 a month from the government and then have free living under a bridge and still ask for change on the side of the road in front of businesses with no consequences and get away with crimes just because I'm homeless, you know? And a little thing that ties into this, I mean, that's more of a policy-wise, but the culture obviously shows you, like, how we've kind of been trained to normalize homelessness. Like, homelessness isn't normal, okay? You guys know that this is a Christian show, so we love the Bible. In the Bible, I mean, there's not people, like there are people that are homeless in the Bible and that they're beggars, they're poor, and they're needy, but you don't see them being like incentivized to be that way. They're actually brought out of it through the community, right? It's more like a communal thing. And then they have a system around them, a culture around them that loves them, that honors God. And, you know, then that homeless person comes out of that. You know what I'm saying? That's much better than just give them some money, give them some clothes, give them a home, and let them be. Honestly, that's not solving the issue. That's putting a Band-Aid on it. And then, but the Band-Aid ain't going to stay on there. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that, like, kind of blows my mind. And speaking of all that stuff, like, I'm tired of supporting it. I'm tired of our money going to illegal immigration. I'm tired of our money going to people that really don't deserve it in foreign countries. I'm tired of my money going to fund abortion. I'm tired of my money going to fund big pharma and vaccines. And I bet you guys are tired of it too, which is why we highly recommend Patriot Mobile. Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. Are you tired of compromise? It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of its profits, and that's why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you can get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. You get to keep your number, you get to keep your phone, or you can choose to upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/herd or call 972-PATRIOT. If you use my code HERD, you get a free activation. So guys, go ahead and switch over. Stop giving your money to companies that hate you and go to Patriot Mobile and use code HERD. I'll see you guys over there. Anyway, back to it. So policies that I would implement, obviously I would not incentivize homelessness, but also I would also give some incentives for not being homeless. You know, for example, we like, you know, you have the unemployment line where you have people under the employment line. You get a certain amount of money from the government, right? And people don't want to go above that line because then they'll be technically making less total income than if they were right below the poverty line and making that government, you know, increase. What I would do if I was the government, I would say, hey, look, if you're above a certain poverty line, or how about this? If you get out of homelessness, if you're actively seeking a job, right, and you maintain that job for, like, I don't know, 30 days or 3 months, you can make it however, you know, I'm just a 21-year-old, or I'm 22 now. Isn't that crazy? I'm just a 22-year-old walking, but like I'm not like a politician, but I'm saying, like, if you incentivize people getting their crap together, here's a grant from the government to help you. Now that you're getting back on your feet, here's something from us, you know, or here's an organization, right? You have, what's that called? Like, you got organizations like Red Cross, right? Or whatever, but I'm not talking about them. Like, you got, like, the Salvation Army, right? You got, like, places like that. Not only just that, but, like, other organizations that have started for these things incentivize that. Like, the government can low-key, like, I'm not saying the government should, like, put money into it, but, like, give them free advertisement, you know, make things easier to be a 501c3 to help these organizations help your society. Because, again, I'm very pro-capitalist. Like, I'm very pro free markets. And so charities and people being charitable, I love that, especially as a Christian. And I feel like it's not as easy to be a charity now as it is to just be a greedy politician. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where the money and the time and resources should be going to. Then those organizations can help the homeless, because it's not coming from taxpayer dollars. It's coming from charity, from society. And when you create a charitable society, a society that is used to giving, that is used to being charitable, that is now normalized to give to your neighbor, to love your neighbor, instead of complaining about taxes being taken from us and then being improperly used, when you normalize that, look how much greater your society will become. Look how much more we would look like Jesus, which is ultimately what we want to do. And so that's kind of like my take. Again, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I'm not a politician. I don't know much about all the ins and outs of it. All I know is, for sure, what we're doing right now is not working. Giving illegal immigrants money while there's homelessness in this country is not the answer. Giving money to other countries when we have veterans who are homeless in this country, I don't support that either, obviously. And so, yeah, here's a specific example. we ask these men and women to fight for our country. They come back disabled, and we have this thing called the Veterans Affair, VA, right? Which VA has, I mean, the healthcare sucks. Everything the government touches sucks, let's just be real. But, like, VA, I mean, you guys can look this up. The VA sucks, if I'm honest with you. There's no reason why, by the way, veterans who served this country should be on the streets. And so, again, maybe just abolish that and put more resources and more advertising and more of your time into nonprofit charities for veterans. And I guarantee you, you'll see a society normalize being charitable and loving and giving to their neighbor. And I feel like that's biblical too. You know, I don't think it's the government's job to take care of the people. I think it's the government, and not only the people, but like especially people outside. But if you're, but hey, this is what I'll say. This is my college student coming out, right? If you're going to give handouts to people who live here and who were born here, not to people who came here illegally. If you're going to give handouts, don't give handouts to, like, don't incentivize single motherhood handouts. No, give handouts to the people that fought for this country. You know, give handouts to the struggling parent who's actually been wronged. You know, give handouts to the person on the street who's gotten screwed up by some kind of corporation or any kind of corporatism and is genuinely homeless, because, which, by the way, is like the 0.1% of homeless people. Most homeless people are homeless because they're on drugs or some kind of prostitution, sex trafficking thing. Like, I mean, let's just be real, okay? There's no reason why you should be homeless in this country. I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? And I think that solution is, I think that alone right there, we can probably spend a lot of time talking about this. There's probably many other solutions, better solutions. But that alone, I think, fixes a lot of this stuff, or at least makes it a lot better. And you won't see videos like that. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Don't forget, guys, switch to Patriot Mobile. Use code HERD for a free activation. That'll be the video. God bless you guys. Have a good rest of your week. Stay safe, and Lord bless y'all. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. And you can now find Let It Be Heard on all platforms. So search us up on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all that. Check us out, and God bless.